It says the Kshartam Leisa Yodcho. Doesn't say which hand it is, but we know it is the left hand. How do we know it's the left hand? So there is two limudim that I brought in Shulchan Aruch with enough kemine la aloha between the two limudim. And we'll see how we pasken, how the Alter Rebbe paskens, and how the Tzemach Tzedek paskens, and how we are neyeg. One is, we all know, it says al yotcho with the chof hey, so it's yad keho. So you put it on the weak hand. The weak hand is the left hand, because you do all the hard things with the right hand, and the left hand is the weak hand, so we're putting it on the left hand. The second limud is v'samtem zvorai eile al levavchem, on the heart. So we want to put it close to the heart, so it's the left hand, because the heart is on the left side. So there is two limudim. What is the difference between the two limudim? According to Yad Keho, it's the weaker hand. I'm sorry. Then there is another limud. That says, Ukshartem, Uchsavtem. After Ukshartem, it says Uchsavtem. Uchsavta means the mezuzah, but it says it's together. So it's uksartem uchsavtem. On which hand are we supposed to put the tefillin? The one that we are riding with, that the hand that puts on the tefillin, uksartem. Since we ride with the right hand, we put the tefillin on the left hand. That's the two limudim.
Not Aleph Avchem.
There is...
The Neger Alev also says...
And I'll speak... I mentioned that I'll speak soon about Aleph Avchem. What is the difference if we learn it out from what it says, Yodcho, the weekend, or Uchsavtem, Ukshartem, the hand that we write with, the hand that we put it on? The different by iter. There is two kinds of iters. According to Yodcho, you have to put it on the hand that doesn't do all the malachas. If you do all the malachas with the right hand, then you put it on the left hand. If you do all the malachas with the left hand is the stronger one, you put it on your right hand. But ukshartem, sometimes your strong hand is the left hand, but you're riding with the right hand. So if we learn that out from ukshartem ukshavtem, so since I ride with the right hand, I have to put the tefillin on the left hand, even though the left hand is stronger and all the melachas you do with the left hand. That's two limudim. So the machlek is in poskim, which one is the main one? They're both.
Do you say the only nafkamina is someone who's not a regular lefty?
Yes. He's riding with the right hand and he's doing all the malachas with the left hand. Sure, why not? And that's the machlekes of the Tzemach Tzedek Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe brings first the limud of Yodcho, but then he brings ukshartem uchsavtem. So he says in Simechov Zayin, Sif Tes, Iter Yad Yemine, Im Eise Kol Melachte Bismelei, Yaniach Tfilin Shel Yad Bismelei. Shu Yemin Kol Odom, he should put on his smail, which is Yemin. Afilu Eise Kol Maisav Bi Yemin Shel Kol Odom, Ela shekoisev bismeilei, yaniach tefillin shel yad bismeilei, Shimin kolodom, because he's writing with the left hand. Shenemer ukshartem muchsavtem. Maksiv biimin afkshire biimin. Im kesev biimin shel kolodom, afal pishel sh'ar kol maisev esev ismail, shel kolodom odom, tzor likshir es atfilim shel yad al yad shekenegdom. The Tzemach Tzedek says in the Tshuves, so we have two limudim. So why does he decide that it goes ordering according to what you write? So therefore the Tzemach Tzedek says it's a sofek, and therefore whoever does all the melachos with the left hand and is writing with the right hand, he should put two pairs of tefillin. One on the left hand and one on the right hand.
What about the other way around?
One on the right hand. He says, also the Alter Rebbe says you go ordering to what you write. If you write with the left, you should put on the right. And the Tzemach Tzedek says it's a suffix. It's a machlik, it's a poskim.
So if you write with the left hand and do everything else with your right hand, both.
The Alter Rebbe says that you go only according to what you're writing. So then there was a whole controversial between Rabbonim of Chabad from all over in the early years of the Rebbe's Nesiyos. How should we do? And the Maskona is that they all decided that we do all the years, we do like the Alter Rebbe. So everything is according to what you write. If you write with the right hand,
how did the question come up? Means it wasn't like,
because there was someone Nusigari. Did put. Nusigari is not the only one. The Rav Ashkenazi and Chabad used to put two on both because they were machmir for the Tzemach Tzedek.
What did they do?
What did they do? Generation.
What did they do? That's what the discussion was. How did it? The previous generation, Yenner, he decided it for himself. If he's machmir like the Tzemach Tzedek, or here is he lying on the Alter Rebbe. The decision is there are single ones that did both, but usually you're going according to the Alter Rebbe.
Why, if someone writes with two hands and just puts.
Because two hands is like the right hand. That's no, it's not suffix. If you do everything and you write with both hands, you put on the left hand. Because you do both, so the right is first, like everyone. If you are different, don't both, you do only right with the right, or only right with the left, then the Alter Rebbe says you're going according to what you write.
And do we know that the Tzemach Tzedek wrote that piece of him?
It's a tshuva, it's probably Kshavet Kedesh, and there's no question.
The Tzemach Tzedek maybe didn't see that Alter Rebbe, because
no.
Quote Alter Rebbe in that tshuva?
I think he does, and he's questioning it, and he says, L'cha'ere, you should do the other way, but the Rabbonim said that we are neig to do it like the Alter Rebbe.
What's the klal in the psak when the Megillah and other things we pass on to Tzemach Tzedek?
The difference between Megillah and others is because by the Megillah he said to his Kehillah, stop and do like this. So since he was manig lepeil, so we accept it. But usually when there is a machlekes, there is not a klal. Here, the Rabbonim, there was 10 Rabbonim took part in this discussion in the early youths, and they all decided that they were going to Alter Rebbe. Or what they heard from the previous generations, or what they felt.
Doesn't apply here.
That's what the question was, and that's what the decision was. So we're doing according to.
So are there still people that do both, or is that?
There are very rare that people do both. I mentioned Ashkenazi did both.
Now, what was the story that Benusi Gohari, then the Shmuel went into the Rebbe, came out and told him what to do? Is that true?
I don't know.
Okay,
what did he tell him to do?
I don't remember now what he told him.
What kind of story is that?
Yeah,
we can ask him.
It's in the Sefer. It's a Sefer Ita Yad, and it has all the Holy Shtal Sotah.
Sure, you can't say you don't know, just make
up. He's afraid tomorrow he'll take a look in the book and he'll see it's not. So, we put the tefillin on the left hand. Al yodecho. But al yodecho doesn't mean here. It could be here. So why don't we put the tefillin here? So there is also two limudim. And there is also an afkimina between the two limudim. What is a two limudim? One is what I mentioned before. It says, Samtem es dvorayele al levavchem, ukshartem. So you have to put it near the heart, which means that it has to be here, on the kiberes, not on the bottom. That's one limud. Second limud, it says, ukshartem leis al yodecho. This is called hand. This is called Zroya and Kiboyres. Al Yodecha means in top. So we have two limudim. What is the difference between the two limudim? For someone that his hand was cut off, he has only a Zroya. So according to the limud that you have, sometimes Dvorayel Alev Avchem, so he has to put the film here, facing the heart. But according to the limud of Al Yodecho, he doesn't have a hand, so it can't be Al Yodecho, so he doesn't have to put on tefillin.
Well, wouldn't it move to the other hand because it became a...
No, he said Yodcho.
But it became a dominant hand.
But Yodcho means the left,
right.
And he doesn't have the hand, right. So he doesn't have to put.
What about someone has a cast which is covering the hand?
Cast is nothing. It's not the.
Doesn't Moshe Tanya, we know from the Kabbalah where it goes?
I don't know. That's these halachas are in the Shulchan Aruch itself.
I don't know, or Kabbalah.
Because he has his hand cut off.
As we see in Simen Chof Zayin, Siv Gimel. Mi she nikto yodi asmolis lamato min akiberes yesh eimrim dechayv laniach tefillin shel yad al akiberes, because we know only it has to be an akiberes near the heart. Ve yesh eimrim ki mi she omro tero al yodecho al yodcho lamayla min ayad dainu akiberes ve ze ein li yad lochinu potro min atfillin shel yad.
And you make a bracha on his
sharash? Yes.
But when it says al yodecha, it's not the. It's telling you that you have to have a zroya, and on top of the zroya is where the tefillin goes, or it's just giving you a simen, a word?
That's what the machlekes is. If it's only a simen, or that's the iroy. So you have to put it al yodecha. So if you don't have a hand, you don't have to.
If there's a suffix, if it's a simen, so then you have two suffixes. Are you saying it because alav avecha, or are you saying it al yodecha? And if an al yodecha, maybe it's a simen, and maybe it's a mechuz.
I don't know, but the pale is the machlekes on poskim. Now the Rebbe zok besofik, put on tefillin in top, don't say a bracha.
And how are these dinim b'diavad for putting on some tefillin, and you know, and it's up, down.
Up, down, let's...
Right, you see some people put on tefillin, they know how to put on tefillin, and the tefillin's all over the place.
So...
It's on the kiberes.
So, on the kiberes. The kiberes means what it sticks out, the muscle.
So if it's up and not all
the bottom. If it's all the way in the bottom, it's not good. If it's all the way in the top, it's not good. It has to be on the kiberes. Kiberes has a size.
But what happens if it slips?
It's the,
facing up. It's not
all about. We didn't say yet that it had it shouldn't face. We're going step by step. On the kiberes, it says in Gemara that you could put two pairs of film if it's small film. So it means it's not a specific space. It has to be on the kiberes. But there could be two, one in top, one in the bottom. Ours, we can't have two, because we have big film. There is no space. And the kiberes to have two. So you put only one. And even a small child that has a small hand and his still goes all the way, it doesn't matter, it's on the Keberes. Some go around and say the tzinzi has to be on the Keberes, not in the bottom, so you can't have big film because part of it goes on the bottom. It doesn't say that. It says that it has to be a Keberes. And that's what the Alter Rebbe says. And it could be even two pairs of film on the Keberes. So it doesn't have to be, but it has to be on the Keberes.
I have a question back to what we said before. One of the limudim is ukshalton, that you have to use this hand to tie on that hand.
Yes.
Going to time. Sometimes you can teach people to put on film.
Yeah.
But it's a lot easier if you just do it for them.
Yeah.
Is that likuva?
No. You do bishlichas. You do it bishlichas of him.
So but he's not using this hand to put on that hand. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but that's the hand. And then you're doing bishlichas.
What happens if someone's paralyzed?
The IDF actually just invented the machine.
Yeah, they've invented it.
What if he doesn't have that hand, then maybe that will work. Is he missing the
right hand?
Then maybe he should be putting on this.
It doesn't say. There's not such a demand.
Why isn't Alabakam also a limit for Iter? Why Alabakam should Iter also put on next to the heart?
I don't know. But it doesn't say that. I'm just saying.
Not Shuva. Is it Chibino
No.
David Mishari.
Somebody asked
the Shuva that he has a son. The heart he found is on the right side. He was born like that.
There is
few. See, we should put another vech on the right hand. But the Nachba Reifel Itariyat. That was in Ishmael.
Yeah. Since
the tefillin of Shalyad be larger than what we have?
Why not?
You're saying that it, as long as some of it's on the Kibbutz,
yes,
if it's okay.
Sure. Since the limud is that it has to be on Kibbutz because sometimes Allah Vavchem, therefore the tefillin is not supposed to stick out here, supposed to stick out into the bottom.
Is that what you cover?
People, you see, some people are not exactly the question if you should go them to tell them. If you could tell them, yes. I don't know. It doesn't say if it's how much it's leikuve. It just says that that's how it has to be done. But it has details in it. It has to be to the side of the heart. But between that feeling and the heart, there's supposed to be something else, which is the Yud. The Yud is also not Bechutz. It has to be Mibifnim. The Yud has to be to your heart. So the Yud is between your Tefillin and the heart.
What?
The Kesher of the Yud.
And by the other,
therefore there's a difference between a lefty and a handy, that he has to make the Kesher defend, because every time it has to be to the side of the heart. You could do the kesher on the other side, but that's not good. It has to be from this side, between the...
It's very to get.
Where did the other Knaizen do it? They do it wrong.
They all do it like that. They're turning here, they're turning there. But the kesher is always on the inside, because this is a dinin shulchan aruch. As we see in Siv Dalet, take a look in Siv Dalet. Minhag, I don't know how much it is a din. Minhag yofe venochin sheyehei ayud shel hakesher tefillin shel yad meitel letzad alev vatefillin shel yad olov letzadkus.
When you have to flip your phone, which is better, that the kesher is on the right side, or
that it's then usually you have to change the kesher. Yes.
The center of the person.
Just to clarify, because I'm in left hand, whenever I give my son the phone, put on, so it always flops, and I say it's okay, it's mikush, it's tight enough, it's fine.
Yeah,
but
it
has to be that way.
It has it. If it change the hand, it's outside of the.
Flip it upside down.
Upside down.
I put the tefillin on upside down.
Okay.
The kesher's on the right side, and
okay.
But then it's loose. Because the non
yes. Yes. Yes.
That's fine.
We'll get to the three times that you tied it, we'll get soon to it. But there is another.
I think the Rebbe was asking,
you could also
using a right tefillin for a left.
So he said he puts the tefillin up and the cash on the bottom.
You could just pull that away.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't say not to, but usually you don't do it like that.
I know.
Then there is one more detail. Then there is one more detail that the yud has to be to the side of the tefil and has to touch the tefil. Therefore, usually, in order it shouldn't crack, we have a cover on the tefil and shliyad. The cover of the tefil and shliyad had a cut. The reason for the cut is because it says in the Zohar, the yud should not be separated of the tefil. It has to touch the tefil all the time. And this is not only for Mifzoim. Everyone has to know for himself that the yud has to be to the side of the heart and has to be cut and touching the tefil. The Rebbe wrote in a... Somebody asked the Rebbe, do we really need the cover and the cut? So he answered, the cover is, it shouldn't knock anywhere. But I, in my tefillin, I have the cut, because it says in the Zohar, it has to touch the tefillin. My shver's tefillin don't have the cut. So that means that when he davened, he didn't have the cover on. As we see in the Igres Kedesh, it is losun tika tefillin shel yad ala tefillin kol meshes man tefillin. That it has to touch.
But again, the bracha, b'shas the bracha, it has to be off, right?
This is, I heard this long time ago. Maybe this is the thing.
Some people say it has to be off.
Shemaya has a...
What, even if it has a cut up?
Yeah.
Why? Some people, do you see...
B'shas the bracha.
Why?
Because the bracha goes on the Shemaya also.
The Rebbe probably would have mentioned...
So what does that have to do? Okay. So what? Why should it be off?
Didn't the bracha need to go off? That's the question.
Do the bracha. You have to cover.
Why not? If you have the cut, so it's touching. So who cares if on top of it, and if you have the sleeve on top of it, so what?
So according to
it has to be touching during the bracha.
Always. Oh, no, it's always touching. It says it's there. It should always touch.
Even in the bag.
Yes.
Dark,
the bag
wasn't touching?
The
truth is,
in the bag wasn't?
Sorry, I have to hear that in the bag, it doesn't
touch. Could be not. But if you have the cut, so
it doesn't hurt. But.
What's the smell of those who take it off? Because I heard it before.
The Rebbe says that if they take it off because it doesn't have the cut. I don't know.
But he would take off the whole davening.
Yes.
You need something to be better than
something else.
When you put the film on a lefty, it's not enough with just moving the resource around. You just turn it,
but that's not the proper way. Because then the two is in the bottom and the two is in the top.
No, he's saying to take the knot and move the knot to the other side. But then the knot is backwards.
I don't know.
I was taught that when you take the right hand and fill in,
you put it down if you want.
The two is on the bottom and the yud is on the side. But you don't flip around the retsua so that the kesher is on the correct side.
Someone there.
I don't know why.
The sleeve is just, you shouldn't be open.
Exposed.
Should be exposed. So you use
that towel
to cover the...
Okay, we already put the yud and we made the kesher. After that, we do two added times, so it's three kshorim. That's not a din, that's a minhag.
The shin.
Why is the shin only a minhag, not a din? Because they say there is tefillin shel rosh is more kedusha than tefillin shel yad. Why? because the Tefillin Shel Rosh has a Shin and a Dalet, two eighths of the Shin Dalet Yud. The Shel Yad has only Yud. But we still want to have a Shin and in Dalet also in Tefillin Shel Yad. So we are neg like that. That's not the din. The Shin Dalet Yud is Halacha L'Mitzvah Sinai. But here we want to. So how do we do Shin Dalet Yud in the Tefillin? The Yud is the original one. Then we do three times, so it looks like a Shin. Then we come to, after we do the Kriyas on the hand, so we do one in a slant, and then on the hand. So it comes like a Dalet Afucho, so you have the Shin and the Dalet and the Yud.
Is it the finger? Is that the Yud?
That's the finger is not a Minig. It's a Din. And the Shin is a Minig. The fact that we turning seven times on the hand is a minhag. In Gemara it says we should do the kesher and we should have such a long ritzua. After you do the kesher, you put it on the finger and that's it.
And the makir is?
The Gemara.
Yeah. What's the makir in the Gemara?
It's Tomei Gemara. Allah Mishim said. No. Oh. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara says that you do it three times on your finger. So therefore,
so other
guys, the shin and the seven times is a minhag. Since it's
shin on the five to start,
because it also helps it to be stable. I don't know that, but it says.
So how come a person who's a mukutayav? So
if you can't, you can't. But it says in Gemara that's not a midag; it's a din. I just showed you.
It's not the mitzvah.
Let's see inside. Let's see inside.
If you know the finger.
Let's see inside.
It has to be another finger. Somebody has to look at the arm.
Do you have a hand?
Look, Sifyut Beis.
I see the students' fingers all the time.
In Sifyut Beis, it says noyagim likrich. So we have a perik shall al ben ayad la mapik shevo krichis.
The
yesh likrich on the etzba. The first one on the hand, it says noyagim. And on the etzba, yesh, because that's a din.
Right, he doesn't. The Gemara says you need to wrap on the finger. Or the Gemara says the share of the ritzua is kedei.
It says both. It says it should.
Yeah.
Are you going to say if you don't do the finger?
It says you need a shear because you have to do it.
So are you going to say
yes? Yes.
You have someone who's very big.
So much it is.
What are you saying? You just
mudgesh. We know that we are not allowed to be mafsik between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh.
That's a good question.
So there are some poskim say that you have to put on your hand and put your hand your head, and then after you put Shel Rosh, do the seven. Because it shouldn't be a hefsek, it's only a minhag. Comes the Arizal and he says, right, it's a minhag, but it becomes a part of the mitzvah, so it's not a hefsek. But it's a minhag.
Why the finger later?
The finger later, because that's what the Gemara says. What?
That it has to be after the Shalosh?
And we'll discuss it soon.
So the mucker of the mucker doing seven before the head is from the Arizal? Is that
no, it started a little before the Arizal. It's a Rishenim, it doesn't bring. You could do it once, to if it's easier. But he doesn't say so six or seven. The Mishasef says 17. Six or seven. Yeah. The Arizal says seven.
I'm saying, but if a Mishnagid is rapping six times, that's a minhag, and then he puts on his head, it's because he believes that it's a minhag. It's part of the mitzvah.
There's a machlekes in Shulchan
Aruch. That's another difference.
Right. There's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch.
The Alter Rebbe brings Nehagi and Likrich the seven, but not the three on the Kibir.
No. That it doesn't say on that.
That minhag started later?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
When did the minhag start to wrap it away from your body?
I think the Benoit is what's universal.
Like Ashkenaz.
The thing is where you go inside. Because of the
original came first.
I think I read some articles like to help keep the kesher.
It does.
Like help to keep the kesher. It does bring that.
So I always thought that the hand and the finger is the yud. You say the finger is not the yud.
Finger, it says in Gemara.
So why are you bending?
And in this also there is a difference between the minhagim. There's a difference in the finger between the Shulchan Aruch and the Siddur, and between the Siddur and our minhag. Let's see how this Shulchan Aruch says about the finger, and how it says in Siddur, and how we do. In Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Beis, it says, V'yesh likir b'perik ha'tachten shel ha'etzba, ho'im tzoi, beis kiches. Two here, and one in the middle one. So it looks like the first you do the two, and then you do in the middle one. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. How does it say in Siddur?
Perik ha'tachten is that's closer to the hand? To the
yes, yes.
That's called tachten?
Yes, because you do it like this. Uh-huh. Then how does it say in Siddur?
It's opposite.
But we didn't finish. Then comes the Sefer in the. Why not?
Put first on here and then back here.
Yes.
Try to fill
it. Oh, okay. We go with
yes. You have to put the whole thing on.
But we don't do that. Well, how we do it?
Do we do it?
Says the Rebbe Rashab in Tir Sholem that being in a kriya shel tefillin shel yad limdan nikvei kedushat the Rebbe Marash do the seven kriyas on the yad and he says how to do it. And then the dal dafur. Achar kech likir hadalat gimel kirches bal hezba ubinyan kirches eilu eich lasis einayni zeche bebirur ach kimedum liboru shoroisi shekoch tchilo kicho achas ala perika tachten achar kach kicho achas perika beis I'm sorry achar kach and that's how we do it. So we have two, three ways to do it. But what you say that you do it three times here to push like a shin. This the Rebbe explains.
I'm not sure how it was done, but I'm sure this is how it's done.
I'm not.
What does that mean?
I don't remember for sure, but I think I remember for sure. Kim Dumalimbor. The expression of Kim Dumalimbor means I think I remember for sure.
You come to a Gvir, you want to remind him that last he gave you a million when he gave you $10. I think I remember this. Where's the youth for the Shalosh?
We'll get to the Shalosh soon in the next page. Now about the shin on the yad, so he says...
What did you ask me for? Is
shin dalet?
Is the finger a yud b'chlal?
The shin on the hand, he says in Siddur, v'yesh keichem beis po misefa v'atiture, birdei sheyeh kemein, kemein shin, im ratzu amadek ez atfilo sabiyah. It's a meaning in Piskei HaSiddur. V'yesh keichem. It's a meaning. It's not the din. The din is only Gemara, it says only the finger. So that's a summary. We know that we have to do it on the left hand, and we have to do it in the top, and we have to do it then the three, and that's a minig, and then the seven, it's a minig.
I get a question a lot of times, people, why the middle finger?
I tell people I'm not offended.
No, people ask all the time,
let me tell you one more thing that we have about the finger. What is the shiur of a amu? A regular person, the hand, from here till the middle finger, which is the longest one. And that's the shiur of a amu. Why did they take the longest one? I don't know, but that's what the Gemara says. Take the longest, this middle one, which is the longest one.
The shin is only minach chabad over here.
No, it's not.
Only. Do it, but it's not.
It's even cold,
I don't know.
It's even cold,
but you see, it says it's minik. Yes. Yeah, yes. Not everyone does it. The only din that everyone does is the finger.
I read someplace.
I think so.
I read someplace. I remember. I tell people when they have the middle finger.
we have the seichel.
That's the Kabbalah. We're not discussing the Kabbalah today. That's a previous thing. That's when I put that. That's more or less.
That's the one most involved.
Maybe, but it doesn't say. I can tell you one thing. This idea does not say in Gemara, not in the Poskim, not in the Shulchan Aruch. That's an idea. Always. I don't know words for it. Could be a technique drush, but it's not. We're discussing the halacha. That's more or less what we discussed about the Shiliyat.
Not everyone does
in
the
middle.
What?
Yeah.
Everyone does?
Sure. Sometimes they do two.
He had a question. What was your question about the left hand?
If you could move the
oh, he said that some people, when they left, they do feel on the left hand. They do. The left hand, they take it. They flip this around.
They move the ear to the side.
Move it. And they take the...
Could be.
And the problem is that now it's putting they're putting it.
I don't see a problem with that, but I don't know. I couldn't tell you how people are doing because I don't know. But probably that's the best way.
No, the problem is the knot is not in order. So the question they have is what's better, to do it like this or to do it like this, where the tefillin. See, here the tefillin is backwards, here the knot is
wrong. Probably the knot is
better to do it better to
I think so, but I don't know. I couldn't tell you because I don't know from sources. I think so. That's more or less.
But that'll take you more time.
What do you do? What do you do?
The last line.
I was
told. By who?
When they say that they never did.
Okay, so you were told me
to do it.
Because
someone told you
it's true.
I just didn't know what I was doing.
It says that when you do the two on the first one, in one and a half, it shouldn't be one covering the other one. It should be sticking out a little bit.
Or you ask somebody like me and I just made it up.
What? Okay. Doesn't matter, but you still have more than one at work. Okay. That's what we spoke about the Shiliyat. No, three shalom. One, two, three. So the three should cover the first, should be a little bit on the side. That's more or less we summarized for the Shiliyat.